Hi there. The word for you today is on how to behave in church. Paul writes to Timothy, 1 Timothy 3:15, that thou mayest know how to behave in the house of God. The church is like a garden. It has great potential for growth and beauty. But cultivating a garden calls for time and labor. It also requires being on the outlook for weeds and pulling them up before they grow and kill the other plants. Two of the most common weeds in your church are these: number one, favoritism, and number two, gossip. Let's talk about them. First, favoritism. The Bible says, then Peter began to speak. This is Acts 10, verse 34. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and who do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel. Peter, who struggled with prejudice, said, I now realize that God does not show favoritism. So how about you? Do you realize that too? Or do you mix only with your own kind? Let me tell you this. Cliques in the church are high treason to the King of Kings. If there is one lonely soul in your church, you have work to do. The Bible says in Psalm 68, verse 6, that God, quote, gives families to those who are lonely. And you know what? When people are shy or wounded or insecure or lacking in trust, you've got to take the initiative and reach out and bring them into your circle of fellowship. Okay? And the second weed is gossip. James 4 verse 11 says, don't speak evil against each other, dear brothers and sisters. When you hear gossip about someone, stop it dead in its tracks. Unless you're willing to talk directly to the person, don't talk about them. Then don't let anybody else talk about them either. They say gossip is the art of saying nothing and leaving nothing unsaid. So if you want to promote harmony in your church family, don't indulge in it.